Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. During the 1870s, Utah was caught up in what some have called the Dinosaur Rush, which saw the nation's scientific community feverishly scouring Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming for dinosaur bones to send to museums and private collectors. A young paleontologist named Earl Douglas was hired by the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh to find and identify dinosaur fossils. His search brought Douglas to the Uinta Basin in northeastern Utah in 1907. There, he had huge success in finding several dinosaur species, including an entire brontosaur skeleton, which spanned nearly 70 feet. It took 6 years for Douglas and his crew to excavate, ship, and reassemble the brontosaur at the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh. Digging for dinosaurs was hard work. Douglas and his crew had to blast the mountainside with dynamite and haul the debris away by hand. When a skeleton was found, more delicate methods were used to prevent destruction of the fragile bones. Excavated fossils were covered with tissue paper and dipped in plaster before being packed in straw and sent to Pittsburgh by horse-drawn freight and railroad. In the first 7 years that Douglas spent at the quarry, 9 boxcar loads of dinosaur fossils were sent to Pittsburgh, much to the dismay of Utahns who thought these prehistoric treasures should be displayed closer to home. In 1915, Douglas became concerned about the increasing numbers of homesteaders settling in the Uinta Basin, fearing that undiscovered dinosaur bones would be disturbed. President Woodrow Wilson learned of the problem and brought the quarry under federal protection, declaring it as Dinosaur National Monument. The monument was later enlarged and a local museum built to showcase these amazing dinosaurs. Since the pioneering discoveries of Earl Douglas, many fossils of prehistoric life forms have been discovered throughout Utah, adding to the state's rich scientific heritage. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.